The Prime Minister of Japan, Junichiro Koizumi, announced today he will visit North Korea next month. Meanwhile, North and South Korea have agreed to resume rail and road links across their Cold War frontier. The South also pledged new food aid to the impoverished North. The BBC's Caroline Gluck is following developments in Seoul. President Bush has included North Korea in his axis of evil. What is the Japanese prime minister looking to achieve with his trip to the North Korean capital?
Two things, I think. One, to end decades of diplomatic isolation. The two countries have never had proper diplomatic ties, nor has any Japanese prime minister ever traveled to the state. So I think he wants to try and get some kind of movement on talks to start normalizing ties between the two countries. But he also wants to make progress on one issue that really has been a sticking point in relations between the two countries. And that centers on Japanese allegations that the North abducted 11 Japanese citizens in the 70s and 80s. And the Japanese have been insistent that this issue must be addressed first before any talks towards normalization can take place.
About this new North-South Korean accord announced today, reconnecting the railway and restoring North-South road traffic could break North Korea's deep isolation. Is North Korean leader Kim Jong-il really ready to open up to the outside world?
Well, that is a big question, of course, everybody has been asking. But I think these two events do not just stand out in isolation. In recent weeks, North Korea has made clear that it really wants to seek better ties, or so it says, with Tokyo, with Seoul, and also with Washington. It seems to really want to break out of this diplomatic isolation. And in tandem with that, in the past 2 months, we've seen and we've heard reports from the North that it has taken the first tentative steps in what many believe could mark the beginning of economic market, free market reforms within the country. Prices have gone up, workers' wages have gone up, the state distribution system has been dissolved. There are even reports that the first individual farms are being tested out in parts of the country. So that could also mark the end of collectivization or the cooperative farm system in the North. So that would be a really quite a breakthrough event. And I think, you know, taken all together, they are quite positive signs that after decades of isolationism, of very reclusive behavior, the North now does seem to want to break out of that.
So past deals that have broken down, this may not be a model. There's more political will now?
Well, I mean, that is a big question, of course, everyone is asking. And I think no one is more used to the ups and downs in the relationship or North Korea's behavior than the South Korean public. I mean, there was a great deal of hope 2 years ago when we had the historic summit, the leaders of North and South Korea meeting for the first time and pledging a series of agreements, including agreements to reconnect road and rail links across their border. That simply hadn't happened from the North Korean side, while the South had carried out most of the work to complete road and rail links right up to the demilitarized zone. Very little had happened on the North Korean side. So I think the South Korean public are saying the words are great, the agreement is great, but let's see the action.
Thanks very much. The BBC's Caroline Gluck in Seoul.